Tulare County Ag Commissioner Marilyn Kinoshita says Tulare County's Asian citrus psyllid situation has leveled off as the quarantine boundary continues to grow in small increments.
Things are pretty stable. It was to the point where we were getting psyllid here, psyllid there. And so the quarantine expanded somewhat. We're still going with the smaller quarantine expansions, and we've only got like 13,000 some odd acres left outside of citrus production.
Like others, trapping for psyllids and testing for huanglongbing has been frustrating for Kinoshita. On one of their findings, Tulare County had traps on either side of a location that had all life stages of psyllids and never trapped a bug. Also, the current test for huanglongbing in trees only works if the tree has been infected for some time. All of which concerns Kinoshita, who says this fall might be the most active time for psyllids in her county.
I've been told that the 2.5-year mark for psyllids popping up in your county is kind of the danger zone to where you start getting endemic populations. We get these new finds, and CDFA, our partners in this, will go survey the block. They can't find adults, much less nymphs and eggs. So very frustrating. So I'm led to believe they have to be all hitchhikers, except for the one property in Dinuba, which had all life stages there. And they had been there for long enough to set up shop and be happy in that tree. Other than that, it's kind of one big anomaly to me.
Stay with Agnet West this week for more on ACP quarantines and challenges farmers and packers face. For AgnetWest.com, I'm Taylor Hillman.